Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord, Adonai Elyon, the Lord God Most High. For such a time as this, we thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. To stay strong in the Lord, let us pray. Would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, keep me steadfast to you. I declare, I stand steadfast in you. In you I live and move and have my being. Amen. So be it. Amen. You know, I heard that in the Middle East, in the olden days, if a master set his servant free, if that servant did not want to leave his master, then that servant would ask his master to pierce his ear as a sign that he willingly pledged to stay in his master's house. So I ask, and if you would like to ask with me, would you say, pierce my ear, my Lord Jesus, my Master, my Jesus. Let it be seen that I belong to you. You know, when the Lord told me to do this program, He did not tell me to tell you what I wanted to tell you, but He told me to speak what I believe He, the Lord, wants me to say to you, to encourage you. For in such a time as this, men's hearts are failing as we experience things that are happening around us. From the foundation of the world, God knew how you would be feeling today. So God says in Isaiah 60, arise from the depression in which circumstances has you. It is a command from the Word of God. Praise your God. Praise your God. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Rejoice. Let your mouth bring life. Let your words bring joy. Shout aloud the scriptures. Be a trumpet that heralds in the beauty of our God. Child of God, my brother, my sister, shine, shine in the darkness. So I remind you of God's word. I remind you of God's promises and who God is. The word of God stands against stealing. It is one of the commandments, thou shalt not steal. So continue to listen for godly news of audits. Desire to know godly knowledge of justice being done. You know, there is a saying, it says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that as more ungodly actions are being uncovered, let them be acknowledged and understood as such. Let demonic falsifying of mechanical and electronic machines and internet and Wi-Fi connections be corrected. Amen. I believe the Lord would remind us that Satan does not play. Satan has sent real disasters all around us. Afghanistan. Oh, yes, please, please pray and stand for the situation in Afghanistan. Absolute horrors are happening, and let the truth be exposed and acknowledged. Vaccines and masks. Oh yes, please, please continue to pray and intercede for the truth to be exposed and acknowledged, and for our freedom. I'm going to repeat that. Pray, continue to pray for the truth to be exposed and acknowledged, and for our freedom. But at the same time, do not forget the godly audits. Like Nehemiah, as they rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem, Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 17, those who built the wall and those who bore burdens loaded themselves, so that everyone worked with one hand and held a weapon with the other hand. And every builder had his sword girded by his side, and so worked. Jesus stands for justice. If you stand up for Jesus, then you stand up for justice. America deserves justice right now. And the people cry out for justice right now. Because as with the United States of America, so with the rest of the world. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18 says, "For the Lord is a God of justice." I'm just going to read the following scriptures and let them speak for themselves. Open your godly eyes and your godly ears and your God spirit in you to hear what the Spirit would say to you. This is God's word on the way, Yahweh, how things should be measured. Leviticus chapter 19 verse 35. "You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in measures of length or weight or quantity." I repeat the word quantity. "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall observe all my statutes and ordinances and do them. I am the Lord." Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 13. "Thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thine house diverse weights, a great and a small." The word, I believe, means if you have it in your house or bag, then you planned it. Verse 15 says, "But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure." Shalt thou have, I repeat, God says, "But thou shalt have a perfect and just measure, thou shalt have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For all that do such things and all that do unrighteously are an abomination unto the Lord thy God." Ezekiel chapter 45 verse 10 in the Amplified says, "You shall have just weights on your scales and just measures." Ungodly media continues to not report the things it wants to hide. This is part of Satan's trick, always has been, to lead us the wrong way. And as I have said before, I believe the church must be able to be trusted to stand in truth. We cannot stand in lies. I thank you, Jesus, that you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, are continuing to uncover the injustices of the enemy more and more. Lord, keep reminding us it's all about you, Jesus. This is but a wink of the eye in eternity. Let us get back to basics. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your might and with all your soul, and lean not on your own understanding. Our God is an awesome God. You know, the Lord has told me his fire will light my way. So I declare it to you, the Lord's fire will light your way. You will know it. You will feel it. Set us ablaze, Lord. Your way, your way. What our wonderful, beautiful, precious God has started, he will bring to completion. Our God will fulfill his word and his promises. For his word and his promises are yea and amen. You know, the Lord has impressed on me that Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. And if the Lord has given you that impression, would you pray with me? Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis, in Jesus' name, amen. And I call forth President Donald Trump to stand in his anointed position of David. Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald Trump. Amen. Because when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for such a time as this. And I would like to take the opportunity to ask you that if you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life and the Savior of your life, would you say these words with me as a beginning, as a start? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And I believe that you rose on the third day. And right now, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my sins. I say I am sorry and I turn away from my sins. And I ask you to forgive me. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, fill me completely. I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah and amen. And I sincerely hope you were able to say those words with me. And I would like to share just a quick scripture. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto the Lord your God. So open up your heart, open up your life, open up your mouth and rejoice and praise. Let your praises be heard above all the obstacles that are coming at you in your life at the moment. In the darkness, you rejoice and you praise. You shine. Be the light that others will see. Let Jesus be on your lips, in your heart, and in everything that you say. You are a child of God. You were created for such a time as this. You were made from the foundation of the earth. The Lord knows you. The Lord loves you. The Lord blesses you. The Lord keeps you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life.